Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Cloninger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tony Cloninger. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Chamsky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Koosman. Tolan moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chamsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Koosman covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chamsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Agee moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Harrelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball four. Foy moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Marshall scores. Foy moves to third. Grote moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Foy scores. Grote moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Shamsky reaches second base with a double. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foy takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. May moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. May scores. McRae moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodward strikes out. Two outs. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cloninger hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Koosman bunts towards the mound. Cloninger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Helms covering, double play. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose strikes out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Tolan moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cloninger. Shamsky moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field. Tolan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tolan. Shamsky scores. Marshall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Koosman covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Woodward reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Tony Cloninger. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 2 in the game. Koosman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 3 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolan for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gullett now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Woodward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Art Shamsky. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Clendenin now playing first base. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 3 in the game. Bench is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion pinch hits for Don Gullett. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 4 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.